This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Department of Justice has requested access to Dominion voting equipment used in the 2020 election in two Missouri counties. The move appears to be a wide-ranging effort to more closely monitor elections around the country. A memo from the Missouri Association of County Clerks and Election Authorities shared with the Associated Press says a DOJ official in August contacted the county clerks and asked for access to the Dominion voting system equipments. Both clerks declined. Dominion voting system is based in Colorado. Chevron is pushing back against potential fines it may face for a massive oil spill in April in Weld County. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
In June, Colorado energy regulators hit Noble Energy, a Chevron subsidiary, with six alleged violations. That's after one of its wells spewed more than 1 million gallons of oil, chemicals, and water near Gailton, Colorado. Regulators say the company violated rules related to safety, water quality, and pollution. But the company says the state is misapplying oil and gas rules. Regulators will next hold a hearing on the alleged violations and how much Chevron might have to pay in penalties. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
The man who pleaded guilty to posing as a plastic surgeon and operating on dozens of victims is back at it again, according to state regulators. Nearly 10 years ago, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison for operating on at least 50 patients without a medical license. Just last week, the Colorado Medical Board issued a cease and desist order against Hernandez Fernandez and Bare Beauty Aesthetic Care in Lakewood. Authorities are urging victims to come forward. This is CPR News.